Fred Film Radio dalla 76esima Mostra Internazionale d'Arte Cinematografica di Venezia.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Jan Komasa.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Thank you very much for joining us, because, well, I'm looking forward to chatting about your film Corpus Christi.
Yes.
So, where to start? Well, I know where to start, really. It would be only fair to ask you to introduce the film to the listeners who are not familiar with it yet. I mean, would you maybe mind just giving us a brief introduction, and then we can go ahead and talk about it in more detail?
Sure. Well, Corpus Christi is the movie about a guy who... But it's inspired by real events that happened in Poland a few years ago. Mm. There was this case of a guy who pretended to be a prisoner, a small community in a remote village in Poland. What we have in our film is Daniel, who is 20, almost 21-year-old boy who just finishes his sentence at the juvenile detention center, and he leaves the center in order to, you know, undergo this rehabilitation program at one of the facilities somewhere in remote area of Poland. And he decides not to go there, and just, you know, by sheer occasion and coincidence, he is being taken as a priest, as a wandering priest, and he decides to become a spiritual leader, one of the smaller communities, and people tend to believe him, and, you know, he just takes the parish over. The older priest, who has himself some issues, he sort of makes this succession.
Right.
And then Daniel becomes one. So
now, you mentioned that this is based on a true story. I mean, to what extent is it based on a true story? How much of that was real? It's absurd.
Well, it is. It's an absurd story, but it's more inspired by real events, since we totally changed the background of the main character. Right. Our character, Daniel, comes from a very unprivileged background. He has some issues in the past. I'm not going to spoil it. And just, you know, just being at the juvenile detention center for like 6 years, his role model was a chaplain at the center. So he always wanted to become one. And he can't, obviously, because of the sin he committed in the past. So the only thing he has is just a very misty future ahead of him. He starts from the scratch. He hasn't been to school, obviously. So he, in the eyes of the society, he's nobody. And, you know, so he has nowhere to go. And in the original story, as far as I know, because I didn't want to know who, like, the real people that really lived the story originally, but in the original story, that was just a regular guy who just wanted to become a priest, and there was no, like, a burden in his record.
I see. But, I mean, in the film, the way that I perceived it is that the figure of the chaplain also represents a sort of ambition that is almost like the only reference point for a life that is beyond something that was basically planned for him.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. Like, that's also a very important issue, like, whether it was a plan or just a desire, craving. And Daniel didn't have a plan. He wasn't planning on becoming a priest.
Right.
It just happened, and he just didn't say no. So it's a decision as well, right, at the beginning. And then when he has a mission, he decides to take on a mission, then it's much, much easier for him. But at the same time, he doesn't have any place to go to, because he has some problems on the outside. And, like, people are after him because of what he did in the past. So so he is basically threatened all the time, and his act of becoming a priest is sort of an act of buying some time before inevitable happens,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. Are you interested in religion?
Well, not to a point that I'm reading, you know,
religious
encyclicals
yourself.
by Francis Pope Francis or something, but yeah. Religion became an issue nowadays, especially. I think fundamentalism, you know, is an issue everywhere now. People tend to look for more grounded values and they want to rediscover conservative values as well. So obviously church is that's the position where church is. Pope Francis is a revolutionary, so, and there was this TV series. There is a TV series with Jude Law, new Pope, right?
Right.
Young Pope. So it's, you know, this is a sign of times we live in. I think it's much more relevant than, let's say, 5 years ago. You have a very religious turn in Poland. I think a lot of nationalistic parties tend to be closer to church or church's officials, especially, for example, you have Trump in America who always pray before the congressional debates or something.
Wow.
So, you know, evangelicals who are very, you know, conservative. So there is this conservative turn in the world right now. And I think, I wanted to show it in a nutshell in a small community.
Yeah, it's interesting what you just said. I mean, it does feel like, well, religion is still a reference point in the world. And in this film, we also see the darker side of that. But I wanted to ask you about the place where it's set, because it's a smaller town than usual.
Yes.
So I feel like that also becomes a microcosm representation of society in a smaller scale.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Like, you know, we decided to go to mountains, Polish mountains, which are closer to the border with another country, with Slovakia, because, you know, even though the original story took place in a totally different area of Poland, but, you know, people, I felt that it's better for the movie if the village is totally closed. So thinking of mountains that sort of are enclosing the village, like from the of every side, and you have nowhere to have, you know, you can't escape. For the story, it's even better.
Yeah.
Like they are sort of cut from the society, and rejection is part of the film, the theme, because not even Daniel is rejected from the society because of what he did in the past, but also he encounters a community which is also somewhat on the fringes of the society. They feel abandoned and left alone, and even though everybody in the film has a reason to feel abandoned and alone, they themselves tend to split and reject other people as well. In the community, there are black sheep.
Yeah.
So that's an absurd, but it's the nature of human beings. Like, we can't, you know, stand... I don't know how to... Like, not to sound provocative, but I think the diversion is so ingrained in who we are. Like, we, at some point, we need to have hierarchies and structures.
You think so? Yeah,
I think so. Uh-huh. I'm a pessimist, but you know, it eventually it always ends up that way. Like, who can get in and who can whatever.
That's interesting that you said that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanted to... Well, we're really almost out of time, but I wanted to talk about the lead actor in the film. Can you tell me a little bit about him and how you worked with him? What is his name, by the way?
His name is Bartek Bielenia.
Right.
Bielenia is the surname. Yeah. So Bartosz Bartholomew, he is a very respected young actor. Mostly he plays in theater. That's why he's not so well known in cinema. Because of his, you know, characteristic features, he plays mostly secondary roles. So, and I wanted somebody who is that exceptional. Not only looking, but his mind is, he's such a deep intellectual person.
Right.
He's very spiritual. some of the sermons he delivers in the film are improvised. So it's just because, you know, he reads a lot, he knows a lot, he watches a lot, he is so active as a person, as a you know, culture consumer,
right,
that he was just a help, like a second director to me. So he's great. He's going to be obviously here in Venice to present the movie. But I was so happy to be able to have a partner on set.
That's great. I'm fascinated by the fact that he's got a theatrical background,
yes,
given the theatricality of the role that he plays, yes, and the role of the priest in general, right?
Yes.
But anyways, we are out of time, so we're going to have to say goodbye. But also, thank you very much for joining
us.
It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.